Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter died on December 29th, aged 100. He had the distinction of being the first former U.S. president to become a centenarian. In 1976, as the Democratic nominee, he defeated sitting president, Republican Gerald Ford, in the U.S. presidential election and went on to serve one term as president. He was inaugurated in Washington, D.C. in January 1977.
I, Jimmy Carter, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute
the
office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God. Congratulations.
We must once again have full faith in our country and in one another. I believe America can be better. We can be even stronger than before. Let our recent mistakes bring a resurgent commitment to the basic principles of our nation.
Jimmy Carter never visited Ireland before or during his presidency. However, in 1995, aged 70, he embarked on a private visit to Ireland with his wife Rosalind and two grandchildren. They paid a courtesy visit to Áras an Uachtaráin to meet with President Mary Robinson during this trip, but the majority of their stay was spent in County Waterford, where they stayed with the Queeley family at Garden Morris in Kill. Here's the story of that visit.
Okay, so I'm here in beautiful Garden Morris in Kill in mid-County Waterford, and I'm with Eileen Queeley, and Eileen and her husband, the late Peter Queeley, were great friends of Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalind, and in fact hosted them here in Garden Morris in 1995. And Eileen, you might outline firstly how this relationship actually came about with Jimmy Carter.
In the late 1980s, Peter decided to go into business in southern Georgia. He built a coal store there, and he got involved with a Christmas tree farm, and got involved with renting out the pecan groves, for pecans now. But anyway, during his time there, he met up with a man called Sam Way, who was a lifelong friend of Jimmy Carter's. So Peter and Sam Way got on extremely well for the that's over 40 years now they've been friends, and Sam only passed away shortly before Peter. But anyway, I'd say sometime in the late 1980s, early 90s, Peter was over with me over in southern Georgia, and Sam said, we'll go and see the president. Now, he was no longer president at that time, but anyway, up we go. Well, Peter went to see Jimmy, who was out in the field, cutting the ditches with a billhook, and the security guys looking on. That's the first I realised next president of the United States will have security until the day he dies. So anyway, that was the first of many times Peter met Jimmy Carter.
Do you think, Eileen, was there a connection, a bond between Peter and Jimmy, you know, both being from agricultural backgrounds, they had quite a lot in common?
They had, you know, the farming, and as Peter at that stage had got involved with the pecan farming over there. Now, Jimmy was into peanuts, and yeah, they chatted farming and that. Now, Jimmy was a very, very busy man since he retired. But anyway, then in 1995, Sam Way rings us up one day and he said, Jimmy and Rosalind are coming to Ireland, and they're coming to visit you. Now, I didn't know at the time, Sam more or less told them that they should visit. So they flew into Waterford Airport, spent a few days here with us. We took them to Gorn races, maybe the Saturday afternoon. We had a little bit of a gathering for them. They wanted to go to Mass. And, well, he being a Baptist, I couldn't provide a Baptist church for him in the locality. So, but anyway, It was arranged with the security that he would like to go to church with us. So he came with us the Saturday evening to church in Ballylanney. And it was a nightmare for the security guys because they had planned it exactly the way everyone should sit in the church and that. But anyway, as there was a funeral there that night, it didn't work out that way. And then Jimmy did walk around and shook hands with everybody.
And it must have been something of a surreal experience for the parishioners to actually see a former president of the United States coming into the church.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And like he was an honest, down-to-earth kind of a man. In fact, we heard afterwards that he used to teach Sunday school. And the last time we met Jimmy, must be about 20 years ago, he came to Birmingham for a Baptist convention. And Peter and myself went over to meet him and Sam Way. There was a whole crowd came from Georgia to England for this convention anyway. So that was the last time we saw him, you know. Mm. Yeah.
And when you got word that they were actually coming to visit here, I mean, I can only imagine the preparations which had to be done.
Well, no, I didn't realise that it was going to be a security crowd coming with them as well. There was 8 security guys came with them and they had to check out everyone. They had to check out the priest that was going to say Mass in Bally. And they had to check out where we were going taking him. We had to, when he came into to Waterford Airport, we had to have the local guard on his motorbike ahead of the posse. And to a certain way that we had to sit with security guys. Now, they brought 2 grandchildren with them. They must have been teenagers. And they travelled with my daughter, Barbara, and her boyfriend of the time, who are teenagers too. And that night, on Saturday night, I think, there was a disco in Davos, wasn't it, in Dungarvan? Mm-hmm. And nobody bothered about the children. The Carter grandchildren went out of here. No security guys went with them or anything. And a great night was had by them all, I believe. So, and when they left here, on the following day, whatever the day they left, Peter went with him and I said goodbye here. And he was interested in going fly fishing that day. So he had a lot of interest in things. Mm. He was very interested in birds and things like that as well. He had a lot of interest. And
despite all of the security detail and all of the entourage, it strikes me that he was a very down-to-earth person. He had no airs or graces.
None whatsoever. Very down-to-earth, you know. And spoke to everyone. And my housekeeper at the time, an elderly woman, couldn't be nicer to her. You know, they had a great chat. And he was nice to everybody, you know. That was the manner, you know. Mm. And so was Rosalind, you know. Yeah.
And as you mentioned, his faith was something which was hugely important to him.
Yes, it was. And I'd say it stayed with him all his life. And I believe we hear from the Way family, he used to go to Africa and places like that, building houses. You know, he'd go with a crowd from southern Georgia and they'd help put up shacks and huts for deprived people, you know. Mm. So he was a good living man, you know. Mm. So it was great to get to be 100, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, in all of the different tributes to him, it's his work even after he left the White House that's absolutely even being held perhaps even higher than his work during the White House, that he went on to actually do so much as a former president.
He did.
Yeah.
He did that indeed, you know. He had over 70 years marriage before Rosalind passed away. They were quite young when they married. I think Rosalind was only about 18 when they married. Now, they had a big party for the 70th. There a couple of years ago, and our friends the Ways were there. They said it was absolutely a wonderful party down in Plains. And I suppose after that, then it was Rosalind wasn't well and himself, and that's it, you know. Mm. So the end of an era, really, you know. Yeah. So it was a pleasure to have met him, you know, a real privilege, you know.